Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The General Assembly has passed two important bills so far this session. One would slash unemployment benefits for laid-off workers and prevent another 170,000 people who are looking for work from receiving emergency benefits paid for entirely by the federal government. The other would reject an expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act that would deny health care coverage to 500,000 low-income people in the state. Senate leaders are also pushing a tax reform plan that will force low-income people to pay higher taxes to give millionaires a $41,000 a year tax cut. Next out of the chute will be a voter ID bill that will make it harder for low-income people, seniors, and people with a disability to vote. Sense the theme yet? No unemployment benefits, no health insurance, higher taxes, and a harder time voting. That's what low-income families are getting from this General Assembly, and it's simply a disgrace. North Carolina ought to be better than that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.